Okay, let's begin our discussion of Moed Katan Yerushalmi Daf Aleph. Daf Aleph, as we start a new world. Moed Katan. So the Masechta, the first two prakim, have to do much with Chol HaMoed. That's why it's called Moed Katan, the small Moed, because it is different than a regular Moed, which has a full list of Malacha. Moed Katan. There are other names. If you look in Taras and Shal Rishonim, it's pointed out, Rabim Meha Rishonim Karula Masechta Zu Masechas Mashkin. Some call this Masechta Masechas Mashkin, based on the first word of the Masechta, right? Mashkin based on Shlachin. The Yesh Karula Masechas Moed, and some call it Masechas Moed, just not Moed. There is no other Masechta of Moed, right? But we know Taros has a Masechta called that, and a Seder called that. So it's not totally unheard of. Ubalachas Psukos, the Talmidei Rav Yehuda Igon, right? The Talmidim of Rav Yehuda Igon, the Bahag, Nikru Ha'alachas Masechas Zu, Hilchas Moed. V'chein Nikreis Be'bahag, V'yishakaru Masechas Moed Katan. So you have Mashkin, Moed, and Moed Katan. The Eza Meiri Shonim, Karu Leperek, V'elu Magalchin, Evel Rabasi. And some call the third Perek, which is Eilu Magalchin, which is all about the Halachas of Avelus, as Beth Hashem will get to. Masechas Evel Rabasi, also we have a Masechas Ketanos, but that's in terms of the name of the Masechta. But this is about the Malach of Chol HaMoed. So we had already back in Masechas Chagiga a little discussion of Chol HaMoed. We know the Bavli on Daf Yud Ches and Aleph in Chagiga has a line relating to the Isra Malacha of Chol HaMoed. The Gemara quotes Psukim to teach me that there is an Isra Malacha, which sounds like the Isra Malacha of Chol HaMoed is Daraisa. But also, the Gemara quotes Masra HaKasav L'Chachamim. So the question is, what exactly does that mean? That is a major machlokas Rishonim. The Rashi and the Rif seem to say that it's an Issa Daraisa. It's an Issa Daraisa with kulas, right? Which is a surprising. So you might say, if it's an Issa Malach, it's an Issa Daraisa. It's an Issa Daraisa, and it should be Aser. Totally, should be much more wide ranging, and it's hard to have built in kulas if it's Daraisa. But that's how the principle is. Masra Kasav L'Chachamim. But others say, Tosfos and the Rambam and the Rush all say that it is an Isser, Durabanan, Haraya, that it is, there are built in Heterim. A similar discussion comes up by the Inuyim, the Shar Inuyim on Yom Kippur, where the Gemara doesn't say it, but the Ran uses the Lashon, right? What do you do about the eating and drinking on Yom Kippur? Of course, is an Issa Daraisa, a mitzvah of Inui. What about the other Inuyim, about wearing shoes and rechitza and sicha? So that is a machlokas. We've shown them whether they're all Durabanan, right? That's what Bali Tosfos say, Rabbeinu Tam said it's all Durabanan, because after all, there are kulas, a kala, a melech, but others say, Rambam, that they're all Daraisa, but there's only Kares by Yachil and Shtia, but they're all Daraisa. What do you mean they're all Daraisa? How do you have Kulas? So that's what the Ran says, the beginning of the last parak of Yuma, Masra Kasal HaChachamim, right? That principle is quoted in a parallel type of context. If you look at the Me'iri here at the beginning of the Masechta, the Me'iri says here, V'tchilas hadvarim sarachat ha'leida, shalo ne'esra bo malach elamidivei sofrim, he holds his Durabanan. Shaharei lo nomar shabason ela berishon v'shvi shal pesach uberishon b'shmidi shal chag, because shabason, that mitzvah saseh of creating an environment Shabbos yantif, is only first and last days of Pesach, first and last days of Sukkot, meaning not the middle, the intermediate days. Ela shederach smach heviu isur b'mesachas chagida, but in asmachta they connect it to a pasuk. Right, Chag HaMatzos, keep, guard, 7 days eat matzah. And we connect the word tishmar for 7 days. Klomar, shekol shivas hayamim t'unin shmira, in each shmira all 7 days. V'chein am rusham kol malachas avod elosasu limid v'chol shamoed she'asar basiyas malachas. You have all of these asmachtas. Because it's Durabanan, the Me'iri says that's why you could have flexibility. Lomar sheyesh malachas asuros bo, v'yesh malachos mutaros bo. There are some asur, there are some mutter. Me'ata lo masra nakasav al chachamim, but he uses that principle within Durabanan. V'har be'gaonim katsushim in the Torah. Then the Me'iri quotes, there are gaonim that say it's daraisa, mikoach mikraos elu, because of these psukim she is karnu. Umi masha amru perak sheni, cholo shamoi daraisa. Ula daitenu lav dafka daraisa. El sheish la smach min haTorah. V'harbi shaninu chayotziba. You have many examples of you have a smach min haTorah, but it's really a din derabanan. V'echad mehem shamrum zeches tainis halal da'oraisa. Because halal da'oraisa, even though it was enacted according to the view of the Meiri, and then he quotes v'acher shatakana gemura haisa karud da'oraisa. As Meviim also v'chulu, he quotes other rayas. Anything else that we'll quote here? He quotes some of the built-in heterims. That's number one. Machlokas, we've shown him whether Malachas Chalamoid is Daraisa Darabanan. And the Gemara says that because either way, it's Ein Medam and Milsa La Milsa. The Gemara has a lashon like that in the Bavli that we can't compare one category to another. Every case has to be looked at separately. There are what's known as the five heterim, which we'll see through the Mishnayos and the Gemara of Malachas Chalamoid. The Torah quotes at the beginning of Tavkuf Lamed, here the beginning of Hilchas Chalamoid. That's kind of a title simin for all the simanim afterwards. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch quotes, Chalamoid, Aser, Biksas, Malachas, Umutter, Bimiksasan. That's all the Shulchan Aruch says in Simin Tavkuf Lamed. Chalamoid, Aser, some Malachas, and Mutter, other Malachas. Rama, Lufitzarecha, Inyan, Shahaya, Nira, Lachachamim, Lahatir. Based on what the Chachamim thought to be matter. So it sounds like maybe the Ramah holds that Malachas Chalamoid is Durabanan, right? And maybe the Shulchan Aruch here holds that Malachas Chalamoid is Daraisa. So it sounds like, you look at the Baragola, Beis Yosef, Yechriya, Mehada, Chagiga, Yurches, Kahanach, Ravasa, Da'aser, Malachas Chalamoid, Imi Daraisa. Vatorah, Masol, Chachamim, Kosha, Kasav, HaRamah, Baga. Right? So the question is how to understand that Ramah. But again, that's the whole simit, one line. The Mishnah Berurah there quotes Malachas Mutaros B'Chalamoed Heim Chamisha. Right, there's five. It's based on the Torah, but five categories. Again, there's overlap. How to understand them? But just in general terms, number one, Davar HaAvid Imlo Yasenu Ata. Right, financial loss. If I don't do this now, I'm going to lose a lot of money. Right, irretrievable loss, not prevention of profit, but an irretrievable loss. I'm going to lose the principal. Number one, Vitzarche HaMoed. Right, every simon after this one, Tav Kuf Lamed, goes through the details of these heterim. But number two is Tzorach HaMoed. Avol Shar Tzorach HaMoed, Davka Maisa Hedyot. It may be a mechalik between different levels of expertise. Ubishvil Poel She'en L'Mayochal. Right, a worker does not have what to eat, so I'm allowed to hire him out so he can have what to eat. Sarche rabim, right? A need for everyone. Umaisa hedyot afil liyachid, and maisa hedyot is the fifth one, right? Maisa hedyot means something that's not professional, even for a yachid. Yizbar kol echad mikomo, and everyone will be explained later on. The ikers and malachas chalamoid. Then the Mishnah Berurah quotes the machlokas we've shown and that we just said about daraisa udrabanan, but skipping down, and then the Mishnah Berurah says umaod yesh li zaher. Be very careful not to matir more than what the rabbis allowed. The Amru Chazal, because Chazal say that in Pirkei Avos, Hamavazes Hamoados. Right, if somebody's Mavaze, Malachas, and this is understood as Chalamoed, Kilo Ovid Akum. Gam Chayev Lachabed Chalamoed, Bema'achal, Ubemishte, Uksus Nakia. One has to be Mechabed Chalamoed with eating and drinking special things and proper clothing. Don't treat it like a weekday. Maharil lavash hakata shel Shabbos. The Maharal wore his long coat of Shabbos on Chalamoid. Vayin la'el, tokuv chavtes, the mitzvahs v'samachtam chagecha, koi gam al Chalamoid. Simchas yantav applies to Chalamoid also. Umavor sham ketzim asamchan. V'kasav ha'achronim. Daft, the muchachsim mikuf pechazin mikuv lecho pas dafka b'Chalamoid. V'rach asul isanos. Even though there's no chiv to eat bread, there's just an issur to fast. V'kom akam lechad chila, mitzvah lekvo asud ala pas. The Mishnah Berurah says it's a nice idea to be kovei suuda on bread. The mitzvah, it's a good idea, like maybe similar to the suudas Rosh Chodesh, achas b'layla v'achas b'yom. Tekiva, the mitzvah, l'chabda, b'achila v'shasiya, ikir achila hu lechem. That is the Mishnah Berurah. Again, there's a lot more that we have to get into. Good. There's more to talk about. Let's continue. So, let's get into the Masechta. So, the Mishnah says, Mashkin Mesa Shlachan. So the first heter that we're going to have discussion in the Mishnah is about Davar HaAvid, as we mentioned, that if there is going to be an irretrievable loss, if I don't do malacha on Chalamoed, I'm allowed. But as we will see, on today's daf, even if there's a davar avin allowed, there is one is not allowed to violate what's called tircha yisera, right? Which is a limit on the heter, right? So you have an iser, and then you have the allowance of davar avin, and then you have the limit of the heter, and that is the tircha yisera. So says the Mishnah, mashkin beis hashlachin b'moed u'bishvias. I'm allowed to water, irrigate. I'm allowed to bring water to a beis hashlachin. A beis hashlachin, there are two types of fields. There's a beis habaal, which survives just on rainwater, the baal. Kadosh Baruch Hu is the baalim of the world, just on rainwater, or beis hashlachin. Beis hashlachin, different pshat than what shlachin means. Some say it means, the Karban Eida means, says that the unkelis on ayef viyageya, ayef is mishalhi, like a hay and ches switch in Aramaic, means a tired field, a thirsty field. So the ones that needs to be irrigated. So eretz ayefa utzmei alamayim, says the Karban Eida. So it's a tired, others say it means that you have to send the water, shlachin, you have to send the water from a place, a source of a water source in order to irrigate it. So those types of fields, based on shlachin, if I don't water it, then it's just gonna go bad. It's just gonna dry out. So that's why shlach, beis hashlachin is, a situation different than beis habaal. Beis habaal relies on the rain, and that's enough for it. But the shita here, the Tanakhama says, because if you don't irrigate the beis hashlachin, it's going to be totally ruined. If you don't water it on chalamoed, so one is allowed to, ma'akim beis hashlachin, bimoed ubishvius. And during shmita, what's we're talking about? Isurei melacha. So we also quote about Shemitah. Even though by Shemitah, it's for sure an Issa D'Rabbanan. By Shemitah, watering is for sure an Issa D'Rabbanan. Why? Because we know by Shemitah, there are Avos and Toldos, as will be described. But unlike Shabbos, where the Avos and Toldos are both Daraisa, by on Shvius, Toldos are what's not mentioned in the Torah, and they are D'Rabbanan. They are D'Rabbanan. Right? Only what's mentioned in the Torah, right? The limited number of halachas that are mentioned in the Torah, for Shemitah are Daraisa. So the Mishnah says you're allowed to be water based on Shlach and Moed and in Shemitah. Shemitah is going to have more flexibility, as we'll see. You see the Karban Eida on B'moed, the Davar Ha'avid, Mutter B'moed. This is the first of the Heterim, because something that will cause a financial loss, irretrievable, Mutter B'moed. The Sada based on Shlach and Mishash and Maschil Hashkosa. This is what the Gemara is going to tell us. When are you allowed to do it? If you started watering it, and now you're going to take a break. That's really bad for the field. If you haven't started watering it yet, then maybe everything could just be delayed. But here, once you started watering it, im eino mashke usa tadir miyan ne'evad. That is going to get lost, and therefore, you're allowed to keep watering it. So the Mishnah says, mashkin bein mima'ayat sheyotze mitchila, bein mima'ayat sheyotze mitchila, whether it's a mayan, a spring, that yotze mitchila, it's a new spring. Yotze mitchila, it's a new spring which might require more tircha. Right, because you have to make sure that the walls of the spring are sturdy, and then the water, the little ridges in the ground where the water goes through, right? So those are strong and able to transfer the water. So that's a bigger chiddush. That's more tircha, but it's still allowed, says the Mishnah. Baby mayan she'asa mitchila, baby mayan she'eno yotze mitchila, right? Or from a spring that, you know, has been around for a while. It wasn't yotze mitchila. You've used it, but now it needs some work. Either way. Avalobi make a shaman, valobi make kilo. But using rainwater where it's just collected, and I'm gonna have to do a lot more. It's not just a spring, which is going to, you know, flow by itself once I set things up. But it's gonna have to get more of a schlep for the rainwater, so I'm not allowed to do, right? That is tircha yisera. That's tircha yisera. Or make kilon. Kilon is a pail. That means like well water. Make kilon. So that also, that's a very, a lot of tircha there, as we'll see. The Pnei Moshe on the last few skinny lines. Make kilon vuhu bar amok. It's a deep pit. Ubo me geshamim mechunasim. There rainwater, gathered. Dicha tircha yesera. Lidalos mitocha. Right, to pail, pick it up in the pail. It's going to take a lot of tircha. Tircha yesera asur b'moed. Tircha yesera is going to be asur amok. We'll have to see exactly what the two categories of make kilon and may geshamim. Vein osin ugios legafanim. The last line, what to make ditches, in the ground around the, vineyards. Also, we'll see why that's usr. It's also a type of, tircha. And that is, usr. Okay. Says the Gemara. Mashkin, beis hashlachin, v'chulu, nicha ma'ayan shlo yatsa mitchila. I understand that you're allowed to fix up and repair a ma'ayan that's been around for a while. Shlo yatsa mitchila. Right? There's not such Torah. But a new Mayan sheyotze mitchila velo tarichu, isn't that a big tircha? So why would that be allowed? Isn't that a big tircha? And you're not tircha on chalamoed. A tircha yaseir on chalamoed is asur. Ella Rabbi Meir. What you is this reflecting? The shita is going to be like Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir, who's going to say in a brisa soon that there's a lot of flexibility. Even a tircha yaseira is either. No, it's he has more flexibility about what's called a tircha, or he just allows tircha. So Rabbi Meir is going to be the one that's more flexible. But one second, if it's Rabbi Meir, it's Rabbi Meir Amar Mashkin Mimenu, right? If it's like Rabbi Meir that says that you're allowed to take even from a Ma'ayan that started recently, Yosef Bitchila, but according to Rabbi Meir, Afilu Stei Beis Habal. Rabbi Meir allows even the Beis Habal. You're allowed to do this even for a field that wouldn't be totally lost if you don't water it, not just a Beis HaShlachim. So our Mishnah seems to see someone at the Beis HaShlachim. So Amar Rabbi Yosi Divrei Hakol. Really, our Mishnah is according to everybody, even according to the Rabbanan, who argue with their mayor, who have a more limited situation. And when our Mishnah says a Ma'ayan, Yosef Bitchila, it doesn't mean a totally new Ma'ayan. Totally new Ma'ayan would not be allowed. Would not be allowed according to the Rabbanan. But what's the case that everybody would agree? It is semi-new. Kishaya Echav Anasa Shnaim. You had a Mayan that split into two. Right? It was really, you had one path where the water went, and now it's split into two. Oshahaya Meimav Mu'atin V'nis Barchu. Or it had some water, and it expanded. Now there's a lot more water. So it's not totally new, so that's why it won't be such tircha, like a totally new one, and that's why the Rabbanan would agree to that. But only by a Beis HaShlachin and not by a Beis HaBaal. V'tani Kein, and we have a brisa that reflects, right, this machlokas that we were just talking about. Mayan Shiasa B'tchila. If it's a new Mayan, Mashkan Mimenu, Afilu Sada Beis HaBaal, Dibur Meir, Meir has the most flexibility, right, even a Sada Beis HaBaal, even a Mayan that's new. V'chacham Momrim, a Mashkan Mimenu, El Sada Beis HaShlachin, Shechareva. Only a Beis HaShlachin that was dried up. Right, that was right up, meaning it already had the furrows in it, meaning it had a source of water, and all of a sudden it doesn't have the source of water anymore. Meaning it's not a total yatsa mitchila, right? So therefore it wouldn't be a tercha yaseira. So al daita Rabbi Meir, summarizing, the Gemara summarizes, mashkin mimenu davar she'eno avad. So according to Rabbi Meir, you're allowed to water even something that's eno avad, right? Even beis habal, the davar shu tariach, and even if it has tercha, Rabbi Meir has more flexibility. In terms of these halachas, allowances, al daita drabanan ein mashkin mimenu el davreshu avad ubavad davreshino tariach. But according to the Rabbanan, only something that's not a huge tircha and something that is davar ha'avad. That's what the Rabbanan hold. And again, that is the that is what is described here. This machlokas. Good. The Shulchan Aruch discusses this. Obviously, after Tav Kuf Lamed, if you look in Tav Kuf Lamed Zayin, which is later on, discusses Davar Ha'avid. Tav Kuf Lamed Zayin is the siman about Davar Ha'avid. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Davar Ha'avid Mutar La'asosa B'chol Amoed Below Shinui. Below Shinui. Miu B'chol Ma De'efshar La'hakel B'tircha Yaseh L'fichach Beis HaShlachin Pirish Ha'aret HaTzimeya. The thirsty ground, shehiskel ashkosa kodem amoed, as the carbonator was alluded to, if you started to be mashkin before yatif, mudel ashkosa, you're allowed to. Shekivan shehiskel ashkosa kodem lachain, because you started beforehand, im lo yashkena achshav tipasin. If you don't water it now, then it's going to be lost. This is the Shulchan Aruch. I will stay habal, shein mashkin osa, elo hashbicha yoser, stay habal, which you just water it to make more profit, right, to make better, not to save it, osir lashkosa. So then, it's osir to be mashkin. And then the Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Beis, afil bebeis hashlachin, lo itira elaheicha, delecha tircha yaseira, only if it's not tircha yaseira, kagon min ha-ma'ayan, bein chadash, bein yashan, shu mamshicha o mashke, amash ha-ma'ayan, avalim lo yidle, right, it's a big tircha, and therefore that wouldn't be allowed. The Bir Halacha here discusses what about suffik davar ha'avid? What about suffix? That could be a nafkamina between whether isa malacha is daraisa or darabanan. As we said, you might say, what's the difference? It's asar. So suffik davar ha'avid. So ayin b'magen Avram, the suffik davar ha'avid gam kein mutter. Va'ayin prima gadim u'machzal hashakal delachor did zatoli malachas kolamoy bedavar she'eno avad osur min haTorah midrabanan va'ayin benishmas adam shochiyad as beis Yosef lahachmir b'savik davar avid Haina filaman de islay iker iser malacha chol moedu midrabanan. Because the Beis Yosef holds like the Rosh and the Tosfos that it's drabanan. So he thinks it's not tali on that. Meaning if you say it's drabanan, maybe you would be machmir. Okay. This is, it goes different shitas. He quotes a discussion in the Rishonim. Okay. Fine. Let's continue. Says the Gemara now. Avad vitarach ma'amra barabanas. This is unusual. It seems like this is the same question that we just had, right? So if you look at the Rav Chaim Kanievsky, changes the girsa to lo avad velo tarach. If it's not davar avid and if it's not tirchas, he changes that girsa because we just said that according to the Rabbanan, davar avid yesh bo tircha is not allowed. So he changes it to lo ad velo tarach, right? Says the Rav Kanievsky, shema hada asur rabbanan, but mayan shasav beis habal mishum de tirchahu. Maybe the rabbanan who asered beis habal is only because of tircha. But if it's no tircha, maybe they would allow even a beis habal. That's how Rav Chaim Kanievsky understands the question. Others in the Alei Tamar, one of the mafarshim in the back, he says maybe this is like an ikad de amre, like the Bavli has. Like, is it really true? Me, what the rabbanan say? If it's davar avid tircha yaseirat mamish, they say never. Avad v'tarach ma'amri barabanan. So we'll go with that pshat. So it's nishbina min adah. So maybe you'll learn it from the following formulation in the brisa. Kol sheep say davar leches zui beis hashlachin. If it's a davar avid and it's really davar avid beis hashlachin, that's allowed. Amda milahachish. But if it stopped losing, amda milahachish. Right, the carbon eida she'enon if said this avinei mashkinosa. It's not a davar avid zu beis habal machlokas shemayev v'chachamim. So one way to read that is that, oh, so you see there's only a machlokas, or meir the chachamim, by stei habal. By stei habal, there's the machlokas. But there's no machlokas by beis hashlachin. So beis hashlachin, which is davar avid, that would be allowed, even tircha yaseira. Even tircha yaseira, according to this formulation, assuming that the Alei Tamar, right, like that, daya, right, that's what the Karban Eida says. The kiva da chachamim, remeir lo pligi, el beis habal, shmamina, but the bedavar avid, afilu tarach nami matirin. Afilu tarach nami matirin. So, yeah, that understanding, but again, that's not what we paskin, as we just saw in the Shulchan Aruch. Al kama tishev v'te'aseh beis hashlachin. How many days before Yontif do we have to say that, oh, if you didn't water it now for a couple of days, so then it's going to die, and it's going to be ruined unless you water it. So al kama tishev v'te'aseh beis hashlachin. So, ad... Right, so that's the Karman Eida. Shasu kodem or regel sagiv avli kibes hashlachin. If it's two or three, let's just read the next line of the Gemara. Ad kadesh tisha shnayim u'shlosh yamim kodem regel. What about 2 or 3 days? What if you didn't water it 2 or 3 days before a regel? Is that enough to say that? Oh, okay. If you don't water it on chalamoid, it's going to go dry and get ruined. Or do you need more days that it didn't get watered beforehand? Right? How many? When is that, when is the minimum? So, Nishbina Menada, let's learn from the following. Chavrai. What's Chavrai? The Karban Eida says Chafira. There's some type of, hole or cistern with water. Chavrai, Nagav, Kodem Moadaya, Tlasi Yomin. It dried out. Nagav. Right? It dried out for 3 days before Yantif. Chazar, Moadaya. And then it came back on, right? The water came back on Chalamoid. And you want to just, work with it. Asa uvda kumi Rav Huna va'amar. Rav Huna heard about that. He said, "Ile da achshin yishkin." So check the plants. Those that are really look like they're dried out, they could drink. You could water those. Feeling de lo achshin lo yishkin. But those that aren't dried out and aren't weak, you can't. Meaning you don't have a blanket heter. You don't have a blanket heter to water just because 2-3 days beforehand. Right? That's what the Chaim Kanievsky says. How to understand this paskana? Alma begimel yamim lo sagi lahashkos kol asada. 3 days, no water, that's not enough. Be'inan lemivdak, you have to check. What's huchash? Whatever is weakening is mutter. Umashalo huchash, akati bedin beis habalhu. And if it's not huchash totally, then it's not enough. Good. Reb Yonah, Reb Yossi, Horin, Pada Makras, Ditzlaya. Reb Yonah, Reb Yossi, Paskin, in a place, it's called Makras, Ditzlaya, or the field of Slaya. Davizriya Sarin, that had Seorin, that had barley, it had pun of barley, that already started to open. Mechzedinun b'moadaya, they allowed them to be harvested on Chalamoed. The lo yifkun v'yevdun, because they would split open totally and the whole crop would be lost. explain the Mefarshim, right? This is a case where it's not just a case of Davar HaAved, but Davar HaAved Legamre. Davar HaAved Legamre, so that's that even Tircha Yisera would be allowed. Even if you say the Rabbanan say that Tircha Yisera is not allowed for Davar HaAved, but if the whole field will be lost, the whole crop, then it will be allowed. Fine. Says the Gemara, Nicha Mei Kolin. So the Mishnah said that you can't take from a gathering of rainwater, because that's Tircha Yisera. Nicha Mei Kilo. You can't take from the deep well where you have a pail and you're going to have to like schlep up the pail. That's Tircha Yisera. But rainwater, why is that so bad? Mei Geshamim. So I'm Rav Yochanan, Gazer, Mei Geshamim, but Eshei Mei Kilo. Because they're similar. They're both static sources of water, and therefore, you Gazer one, Mishum the other. Good. Rabbi Islam, Hashem, Rabbi La, Lo Shanu, getting back to the Mishnah. When did we say it's Usser to be Mashke from Megishamim and Mekilon? Lo Shana Elabamoid. Habishvias Mutter Shvias, it has more flexibility, right? Even though the Mishnah sounds like it's limiting the same way, Shvias is more flexibility. Why? Mabi Shvias, Mabi Moed. What's the difference between Shvias and Moed? The Gemara, 2 days. 2 days. Again, if you say that Malachas Chalamoid is Durabanan, then obviously Shvius is maybe different because it ishlo ikar min haTorah, even though maybe what we're talking about here of watering, that itself is Drabanan also during Shemitah. If you say that Melechas Cholamoid is also Daraisa, then obviously Shemitah, this is very different because this is Drabanan. I mean, the concept of Avodas HaKarka in Shemitah is Daraisa, right? A big discussion in the Achronim, whether Shemitah's Karka is more focused on the Gavra or on the Karka. Right? What happens? My nafkamina. What about having a goy do malachos in my field during Shemitah? Right? If you say it's a karka oriented isser, then that could be a daraisa. That could be a daraisa. If you say no, it's about the gavra, then obviously it can't, right? There are certain isurim, if they're result oriented, that even if the nafkaminas that are always brought is akum and grama. Right? Akum and grama. Are those going to be daraisa? Right? Putting the Samachronim quote that the isser of putting a mum on an animal of a carbon, right? Let's say the Gemara talks about the Kohanim were chashud of making a mum on a bechor because that's the only type of carbon that once it gets a mum kavua, then it's like chulin and the Kohen can do whatever he wants with it. So the Kohanim were chashud to put mum in. So what happens if a Kohen puts a cookie on the top of an ear of an animal and then sends it into with all the other animals? So you know one of the other animals is going to nibble on the cookie and then they nibble on the ear. So that's grama of a hatalas mum bibachor. But that could be a daraisa, because if it's the result, you caused it, if it's tutsah oriented, then it might even be a daraisa. So Shemitah also might be, is it about the karka? Is it about the gavra? Maybe we'll get back to that because Shemitah is going to come up. But now let's see what the Gemara says. So what's the difference? So why is there, less limitations by Shemitah? Ma bein Shvias, ma bein Moed? 2 days. Number one, Shvias Aideshi Mutaris Bimalacha. Shvias, which is Mutter Bimalacha. What does that mean? Mutter Bimalacha? Maybe it means that it's, Mutter Daraisa. Hitira Bein Badavashu Tariach, Bein Badavashino Tariach. So it's motor even davashish motircha moed al yedeshu aser bimalacha, because moed has a root in iser malacha the raisa drabanan lo itiru el davashu avid ubavach davashino tarach. So that's the limit. Number two, viz de boy mishmana minada shvius al yedei shizmano meruba hitiru. Shvius is a long time. Well, you're not going to water for the whole year. So because it's a long time, they matered it moed al shizmano katsur asru. Right, chalamoed is just a couple of days. Those are a couple of days. Asru. So, Lamay Nafkaminas, like Mara says, Osan Shivas Yemah Achronim. What do you have about the last week of Shemitah? The last week of Shemitah, that's like parallel to Chol HaMoed. If you say the second Svara of, you only have a short amount of time, then maybe even during Shemitah there should be Asr, because you only have a short amount of time left. But if it's because of the first day of it's Ein Bo Yisr Malacha, then it would be Mutter then too. So, Osan Shivas Yemah Achronim, Lo Mistavra, Mevdinun Kishivas Yemah Regel. So according to the second day, those last couple of days of Shemitah, you should say, make like Yanta V'yu Asurin, and it should be Asr. Good. The concept of ikdish, there is a lashon in the Gemara in Erechin of ikdish ba'asiyas malacha. The Gemara there talks about halel. That when, what are the requirements for halel? So the Gemara says, why don't we, the 18 days we say halel, midaraisa. The Gemara says, why don't we say halel on Shabbos? Because it is not called a moed. Why don't we say full halel on, chalamoed Pesach? right? On Sukkot, you do. Why? Because ein chalukin carbon osayin. You bring the same carbon every day at Pesach, unlike Sukkot, and therefore that's the second requirement. Why don't you say hal on Rosh Chodesh lo ikdish basiyas malacha? It doesn't have an issur malacha. So the diak is, and what about chalamoy Pesach? The Gemara doesn't say lo ikdish basiyas malacha. It sounds like it is ikdish, but there are heterim. Right, because the Gemara didn't say lo ikdish by chalamoy. By chalamoy sukkis, you say full halel. Why don't you say lo ikdish basiyas malacha? It must be ikdish basiyas malacha. But there are heterim for that, just like on Yontif, there's a heter of ochal nefesh. So ikdish. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik felt that he quoted that from his family, that it's not 100% clear in the Gemara. It doesn't seem clear whether you wear tefillin or chalamoid. Whether chalamoid is an os, the Zohar says Shabbos and Yontif is an os, that's why you don't wear tefillin. You don't want to be mavaz in those osos by wearing the os of tefillin. So he felt there was a din vadai that this Gemara of ikdish basiyas malacha means chalamoid is an os, and therefore no tefillin, but there is vadai, right? You might say, the Soloveitchik would say, so we derive some lechumra, just with tefillin as, just to be safe. No. So in Eretz Tzvi, Rav Shechter quotes from, Rav Soloveitchik, quoted from his father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, that it's a din vadai. It's a din vadai because of this Gemara of ikdish basiyas malach. Okay, we'll have to stop here. We had a haschala here in, Mesechas Moed Katan.